businesses can stop trying to avoid tax audits by moving their company headquarters to the big city. The Ministry of Finance is set on compressing the nearly 200 financial authorities around the country into 14 regional offices. In order to reduce tax evasion, Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek wants to even out the probability of audits beginning in 2012. He also wants an analytical unit at police headquarters with special access to finance ministry data, while the ministry in turn would have more access to information on financial crime at police headquarters. Mr. Kalousek pointed out that under present conditions, some authorities audit taxpayers every 3 years, while at others that rate is once every 165 years.
The number of Czech businesses, meanwhile, grew last year by 5.4% to 363,000. More than 24,000 companies were established in 2010, while 5,566 closed shop. That according to an analysis by the CCB, Czech Credit Bureau. The Bureau says that while the number of defunct companies did not come anywhere near the number of new ones during any month of the year, the long-term trend in the net addition of companies is decreasing. More businesses, but at a slower rate. Almost half the last year's freshmen opened their doors in Prague. The second highest location was the region of South Moravia at 11%. The fewest number of businesses were started in the regions of Hradec Králové and Liberec.
On a similar note, the Ministry of Labor has released data stating that nearly every fifth Czech citizen is an entrepreneur. There were almost 2 million sole proprietors in the country at the end of the first quarter of the year, according to the ministry, with only a negligible number of foreigners among them. Where foreigners are concerned, there were more than 92,000 of them doing business in the country at the end of the first quarter, some 1,600 more than at the end of December, and a year-on-year increase of 5,000. Some of the growing numbers of foreign business entities can be put down to easier administrative conditions made possible at the start of the year. People from outside the EU no longer have to enter themselves in the commercial register if they carry out businesses on a trade license. There were also 120,000 more trade licenses issued since the same time last year.
Statistics published by the Z Index project this week showed that last year companies with anonymous owners received roughly 8 billion crowns in public tenders. The largest such sums were paid by the state forestry company Lesy-ČR, the road transport authority, and Czech Railways CD Cargo. In 2010, anonymously owned companies won 330 public tenders worth 8.1 billion crowns. These statistics reveal a slight decrease in the number of tenders and their worth from a year earlier, but the sum is still roughly three times higher than 2006 when anonymous companies received 2.2 billion for 116 orders for public works.
State expenses for social welfare and unemployment last year grew by 5 billion to roughly 700 billion crowns. The figures come from the state closing account, which the government submitted to Parliament at the beginning of the week. In this way, social welfare and unemployment amounted to two-fifths of all of the money spent from the state budget in 2010. The majority of the expenses come from pension payments, the total amount of which was 346 billion crowns. The government's austerity package passed last year was intended to decrease that amount by 23.5 billion, but it was annulled by the Constitutional Court. It is now going through Parliament again.